We are learning the Chav Zayin Amar Aleph in Masechtas Tamid, and we're starting three lines from the top, Tanan Hasam. It's like the Gemara, Tanan Hasam. We learned in the Mishnah Midos, it says the Mishnah Midos like this, B'shloishon mekoymois ha-kahanim shomim v'se mikdash. There are three spots where the Kahanim watched the Beis HaMikdash, and that we had in our Mishnah already also. What are the three spots? Beis HaAvtinos, that's if you're facing the Heichal on the left side, there's a room there with a door to the outside, or Beis HaNitzot, that's all in the front right. Beis HaMikdash, that's the big room where there was a fire and where the Kahanim slept. For Leviim, Leviim was Shomer in Be'esrim Ve'echa Mekayimus, in 21 places. And the Mishnah enumerates which places. Chamisha Al Chamisha Shari Abayis, five of them are on the five doors in the Har Abayis. Excuse me. The five doors on the five Har Abayis. So there was around the Har Abayis, that was a wall that was around the Beis HaMikdash. So that the Har Abayis had five Sha'arim, five doors, four on four sides, and one side had two. It was called Shari Chulda. So Chamisha al Chamisha Shari Abayis, the five watchmen, Leviim watchmen on the five doors of the Har Abayis, Arba'a Arba'a Pinoisav, and four on the four corners of the Har Abayis, Mirafnim, they stood inside the corner, inside the wall, and they stood at the corner to watch. Chamisha al Chamisha Shari Azara, another five Leviim, so already holding five and four, nine, already holding by nine. Chamisha al Chamisha Shari Azara, another five on the five Shari Azara. We'll see later on, it could be there was more than five Sha'arim, doors in the Azara, but five of them had watchmen. And Va'arba, Al-Arba Pinoisav Mibachutz, and four watched the corners of the Azara, that means, but the four corners of the Azara, and there they stood on the outside, and we'll see why. Not on the inside, stood on the outside. Then another one, Echab Lishkas HaKarbon, there's another one, Lishkas HaKarbon, that was Pashtus near the Beis HaMikdash, that Lishka. Ve'echa Lishkas HaPareches, another Lishka HaPareches, where they worked on the Pareches there. And there, we don't know exactly where that room was, but that's another shame over there. Ve'echad Ma'achari Beis HaPareches, and one stood behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim, inside the Azar, behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim, one watchman stood there. Altogether, 21. Menorah Emili, how do we know there's 21 here? How do you know this halacha is 21 Leviim? Amar Rav Yehuda Mesura, Ma'amri La, Masnita Tana. Some say it's Yehuda Mesura, some say it's a Masnita. That it says in the pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, LeMizrach, on the east side, HaLeviim Shisha, there was six Leviim. LeTzafayna, on the north side, LaYoim Arba'a, there were four. LeNegba, on the south side, LaYoim Arba'a. Layoim means it's south. If you're looking towards the sun coming up in the east, that was another four. So far we have six, four, and four, which is 14. La sufim shnayim shnayim. La sufim, there's another two each. The word la sufim means like doors. Lashon sufim, doors. La parpar la mayriv. La sufim shnayim shnayim. La parpar la mayriv. Arba'a la mesila. La parpar la mayriv. There was arba'a la mesila. And Shnayim leparpar. So altogether, turns out to be 24. And we'll ask in a second, because there's 6, 4, and 4 is 14. Then another 4 is 18. And then another 4 is 22. Another 2 is 24. So that's the Morris Kasha. Amri, Hekis said it's the Makar for 21. Hani Esavar Bahava. Here there's 24, not 21. So there's a few truths in here. Dr. Gemara, Abaye, Hach Kamar, La Sufim, Shnayim, Shnayim. Abaye says, La Sufim is Shnayim, Shnayim is only two altogether, not four. So now we're down to 22. Gemara is a Kasha, Akati Esfim, Etreava, still 22. So Gemara, Hech the Parpar, when it says Parpar Shnayim, there's really one, Chadhav, really one Shemir. This Parpar was the one who stood behind the Kodesh Kedoshim. So there's only one. Va'achrina, he said, I don't have a friend with him, but Saftu the Ozol, to keep him company. The Yosef Gabe, sit with him, because it's like a very secluded place. Because he's in a place where no one walks. So that's why it's really 21, and the reason why it counts 22 is because he had an extra guy with him. Zakhtam Ramayla Parpar, what is the Parpar? Amarab of Arav Shila, command Omer Klavi Bar. It's like he's saying, he's standing outside. That's Lashon Parbar, that's like Klapi Chut. Another teretz is, so the one teretz is that it's really 21. It says 24. So really, sufim shnayim shnayim means only two. And Parpar, which was two, was only one. The other one was there just for company. Zok the Gemara Baiter. The boy say, "Well, Master Rabba, really it counts 24. But three of them were Kahanim. Kedachsev, like I said, the passing. Three of them Kahanim. Tlasev and now the Kahanim. Three of them were Kahanim. Vesev and Chalavim. 21 Levim. Altogether, 24. Frey the Gemara. V'acha says Levim. Dachsev, it says Levim. Don't say Kahanim. So my answer is, we know, like Rav Shulam Alevi. Don't Rav Shulam Alevi. V'esim Rabba Mekaymas. There are 24 times in the Torah that Nikru Kahanim Levim. Kahanim are called Levim. And one of the examples of is Achavim. So here also in this pasuk, the Rav Yom also, when it says there's 24 Levim watching, doesn't daf mean Levim. It means 3 Kahanim and 21 Levim. The Gemara was back to explain the Mishnah. Chamisha al chamisha shari harabayis. There were 5 watchmen, Levim, on the 5 shari harabayis. And 4 on the corners. The 5 on the 5 doors of harabayis and 4 on the corners of harabayis. Metoicha standing inside. But the Azaras, Chamisha, Chamisha, Azara, there's 5 on the doors of the Azara, Varba, Arba, Pinaisav, on the 4 corners. Mibachos, they stood outside the Kaisam. And that's actually why you understand that the person standing behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim in the Azara was very secluded, because the 2 corner watchmen, were not on the inside, they were on the outside of the Azara. The question is, why in the Harabayis do the corner watchmen stand inside the wall? And why by the Azara do they stand outside the wall? They stand inside. They stand outside. And my answer is Amri Harabayis di Tama Uboyi Lemesav. In the Harabayis, if they get tired, they want to sit. Yosef, they can sit. And therefore, we have them inside, which makes more sense to stand inside the Harabayis. Amri Mataycha. We say they stand inside. But the Azara, the Tom of the Tari, but the Mesvili must be also, they can't sit down. The Omar and Shiva by Azara, the Machitz by Zdava Bavad, only kings of Zdava are allowed to sit in the Azara. But a regular person is not allowed to sit, there's an Issa to sit in the Azara. So if he gets tired, what's he going to do? Therefore, Miriam Machitz would say, watch from the outside, because we don't want him, if he gets tired, we don't have a problem. Therefore, we tell him, stand outside, and therefore you have to sit, you will sit. Dr. Gemara Vaita. I'm saying, remember, if you're going to ask me a question like, why tak is it better to stand on the inside anyway? So if you remember, the whole din of Shmira is only for covered, so it's more covered. They stand inside, they're guarding inside, they're keeping watch on the inside than on the outside. And the only reason why Zara do outside is because they get tired, they're not going to sit, therefore they stand on the outside. Zok the Gemara Vaita, Omar. It says, Chamisha, a Chamisha Shari Azara. On the Azara, there are 5 watchmen on the 5 doors. And the question is, Chamisha Shi'aram Hudahav Azara, is there only 5 doors in the Azara? But I mean, I'll ask you a cash of a Mishnah and Midas. Shiva Shi'aram Azara, there were 7 doors in the Azara. Shalai Shavit Safan, 3 on the north side, which means you're facing the Hechel at the right side. Ushalai Shavit Darim, and 3 on the left side, on the south side. The Echel of Mizrach, 1 on the Mizrach, means when you're coming in towards the Hechel, and that's called the Shari Nikna. So you have 7 sha'arim, not 5. My answer is, Abaya, Treman Eloi Tzricha Shimer. 2 of the doors didn't need a shimer. Basically, on each side there were 3. The middle door did not need a shimer. Why? Because they're both, the ones on the outer could watch that. Because they both could see the middle one, and they both watch it that way. Rava says, Tanoi. It's really Mechlekes Tanoim. We have a kasha, here it says 5, and there it says 7. It's Mechlekes Tanoim. And the Gemara will explain this Mechlekes Tanoim by explaining that we're going to show you that there's a different amount of Yomar holds even not 5 and not 7, but 8. And once we have a different amount of Yomar, it says 8 doors, so we can hear that here is Mechlekes 5 or 7. Rav Amar Tanoi, the time went to the Braisa, Ein Poichasim Shloisha Osa Gizberin Umeshiva Armelchen. The Braisa says, you shouldn't have less than 13 Gizbarim and 7 Armelchen. Armelchen are, this comes to the word Omakoil, they're like Memunim on the Gizbarim, they're like managers. So you have to have 13 Gizbarim and 7 managers in the Beis HaMikdash. You can't have less than 13 Gizbarim. You know why? Connected the 13 doors. Now, if you take off 5 doors of the Harabayis, the Chamisha of the Harabayis, Pashul Tam the Azara, is 8 more for the Azara. So what's going on? We said either 5 or 7. Am ikatana damo tamna avi. See, my name says 8. So once we have machlekes, So ikad man the yama says eight, vikatala dama shiva, vikatala dama chamisha, it's not a parallel. There has to be a kasha that says five watchmen and five doors, and then the midah says there's seven doors, so the kasha was you should need seven. So bayis teres was you don't need a watchman. Rabbi's teres says, no, it's machlekes, how many doors were in the base of mikdash? We're not sure if it's five, seven, or eight. Zog the Gemara vayit, loy hoyu yishenim bebigdei kodesh. It says in the Mishnah that they went to sleep, they didn't wear their big day kodesh, they took it off and they folded it up and they put it next to the head or under the head, it says. So it's mashma shenu deloy. They weren't allowed to sleep in their big day kuna, but they did walk, you know, they did walk around the Azara, and they walked around outside the Azara with the big day kuna. They can't sleep with it, but they can walk around with the big day kuna, it sounds like. Shvami no, big day kuna, sounds like it could be nana. Only problem is you can't sleep in the kutz bazayan, but it sounds like I could be nana from big day kuna. So Gemara says, no, Amri, who would in the filu hilach namila? Really, you can't even walk in it because you now have a na from big dekuna. I why did I pick sleeping? Because I want to say a chiddush about sleeping. Why did I learn Yishenim? It's the boy that missed the sefer. I want to say the chiddush of the sefer. The sefer says, al poishdim mekaflim umnichem ois tachas Hashem. They fold up their clothing and they put it under their head. So k'tani reish namila Yishenim. Therefore, the reish says they did not sleep in it. But of course, they didn't walk in it either. We're saying they're not sleeping in it, and they put it under their head. Want to tell us that chiddush? They put it under their head, their clothing under their head. The Gemara asks, but that alone is fair. How could they use their clothing for a pillow? Valgufa kasha, munichanoy setachas resheyem. They put it under their head. Shmamna big dekuna nitnu lehonisbam. You see, if you have big dekuna, you can have an off from it because they went to sleep on it. Gemara no, even neged resheyem. Man, they put it next to the head, not under the head. Amra Papa Shmamino Tfilin Minatzad Sharyon. Tfilin Minatzad is mutter. You let it put it next to your head. You're not worried, like a shiran dilim migandavin off a line. You're not worried, you're gonna roll over and go on top of your tefillin. Because you see over here that even though you're not allowed to sleep on top of your clothing, you let it put it next to your clothing. So Gemara basically is answering over here that it doesn't mean under the head, it means next to the head. And that's why it's allowed, and that's the chiddush. The chiddush is still a chiddush. You're not worried about rolling over on it. But the chiddush is, but you let it put it next to your head, and that's why it said, Lohe Yishenim. But of course, they couldn't even walk in it, because maybe we're going to go down the yama, big dik huna, you're not allowed to be nana from it.